I'm going to talk a little bit about negative expectation UDMs. In JCAPR, a negative expectation UDM is a really useful way to identify sets of horses that should be avoided at all costs. These are horses that typically have really low win rates and really low ROIs. These are candidates that not only do you not want to bet them to win in place because of their low win rate and low ROI, but you also want to leave them off of your double tickets, your pick three tickets, your pick four tickets, and if you're a pick six player, for the most part, you probably just want to flat eliminate them off of your pick six tickets as well. Exacta players, same thing. These horses historically don't make the first or second spot on the exacta. And trifecta players, same thing. Leave them off your trifecta tickets. And if your negative expectation UDM is strong enough, you might do really well leaving these horses completely off of your super tickets. So far as strategies for developing negative expectation UDMs, I think it's a really good idea that you take the time to read the Foundations of Database Handicapping Help Doc. If you take the time to look at the info presented in that help doc, particularly the data window output charts that show win rates and ROI for the different ranked horses selected by the various factors, you'll gain some very insightful background info that you can use to construct negative expectation UDMs. You'll notice just from reading those charts that horses that rank really strongly in factors such as JPR, AFR, and CFA have higher than normal win rates and higher than normal ROIs. So it follows that horses that rank weakly in those factors, horses that stack up really badly relative to their fields in those factors, are going to have lower than normal win rates and lower than normal ROIs. And identifying those horses with low win rates and low ROIs is really what negative expectation UDMs are all about. In the Foundations of Database Handicapping Help Doc, I start to present a negative expectation UDM that uses CFA as a starting point. And what I'm going to do in this podcast is take that UDM and run with it a little bit, actually complete it, and when I'm done, what you guys will have, hopefully, from listening to this podcast, if you take the time to follow along and use the UDM wizard to actually create that UDM and run it back through the data window, what you'll have is a really strong negative expectation UDM. So I guess I'm just going to jump right in and make that UDM using the software. So the first thing I'm going to do is bring up the data window. And once I have the data window up, I'm going to click the UDM wizard button. And I'm going to create a new UDM. I'm going to give it a name of X CFA. I'm going to change the surface requirement from D star to star so that the UDM selects all surfaces. I'm going to change the distance requirement from S to star so that the UDM selects horses at all distances. And the other thing I'm going to change is the mark characters. I'm going to open up the mark characters drop-down, and I'm going to select negative, and then I'm going to hit the next button. And now my template UDM is created. I click OK, and I have the modify screen. I'm going to talk just for a second about the mark characters, just so you'll know what those do. What those do is when the profile marker encounters the negative mark characters, it causes the UDM to be displayed in gray font on the HTML report, so that you'll know at a glance when you're looking at a UDM name in gray as opposed to a red UDM name on the report. When you're looking at a gray UDM name, you know right away that it's a negative expectation UDM. Just a way of identifying it at a glance when you look at the report. Okay, the first factor that I want to use is CFA. And I'm going to select CFA from the factors dropdown. And I am going to check the test box to make that factor active, and I'm going to set minval for CFA at 70.549. That's what I'm going to use for my cutoff. I'm going to hit the save button, and at this point basically I have a negative expectation UDM that's equal in strength to what you find in the help doc. But I said I would take the ball and run with it, so let's actually do that. Let's make the rest of this UDM. The next factor I'm going to select is AFR. I select AFR from the drop-down, click the test button, or test box, and I'm going to set min rank at 3 and hit the save button. The next factor I'm going to select is JPR. Check the test box, and I am going to also set min rank at 3 and hit the save button. The next factor I'm going to select is JPR class. Check the test box, and I'm going to set min rank at 3 and hit the save button. The next factor I'm going to select is P rating. Check the test box to make it active, and I'm going to also set min rank at 3. And hit the save button. Now, at this point, I'm done creating the UDM. And I'm just going to review the constraints of the UDM, just so you'll have them in case you didn't quite keep up with me as I created it. And I'll just read through the factors and give you the cutoffs one more time. For CFA, I'm using a max val of 70.549. For AFR, I'm using a min rank of 3. For JPR, I'm using a min rank of 3. For JPR class, I'm using a min rank of 3. And for P rating, I'm using a min rank of 3. This is a negative expectation UDM that selects horses at all surfaces, all distances, and to make it appear in gray font on the HTML report, I've changed the mark characters from positive to negative. Oddly enough, when I run this UDM through my complete history 2006 database file, I find that it identifies approximately 40% of all starters as being really bad historical bets, horses that statistically should be avoided at all costs. It gets me 80,131 plays, 4,201 winners. That's a win percent of 0.0524. And the flat bet ROI, the flat bet win ROI to $1 is 0.6327. That's pretty significant when you can take, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just 5 factors, set constraints for those 5 factors, and use them to identify 40% of all starters in a large database as horses to be avoided at all costs. You've made a really significant dent in what you need to do to drastically improve your betting at the windows. So there you have it. In JCapper, that's really all you need to do to make a really good negative expectation UDM. And of course, with your own research and a little creativity and intuition on your part, I have no doubt whatsoever that you guys can make even better negative expectation UDMs.